This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not Dunlap and Mac. It's Ron Cook in for the guys. They've had a long weekend off, well deserved for how hard they work. You heard Bill Cowher talking about putting the NFL teams into a bubble. That was our breakfast bites for the morning. They're brought to you by Century 3 Chevy. Find new roads at century3chevy.com. A bubble sounds good, and I could even see it working in the playoffs at that point. You're going to only have, 14 teams, maybe 16 if they have to expand it, if they have to add a week 18. So you're only talking, 14 teams as opposed to 32. I just don't know the practicalities of putting 32 teams in a bubble, and I also don't know if the NFL the Players Association would sign off on that. They don't want to be away from their families. We know that. We've seen that in other sports. Now, the hockey and the NBA kind of sucked it up and agreed to do it. But I don't know that the NFL players would. They balked at that early on when it was first mentioned during the offseason. But Cowher's right about the competitive, integrity of the game. This 49ers situation is troubling. They play in Santa Clara County. They practice in Santa Clara County. And because of the surge in COVID there, the local government has said, no contact sports. You can't have contact sports in Santa Clara County, and there are no exceptions, including for the NFL team. So the 49ers aren't happy that this was dumped on them. I guess Kyle Shanahan complained about this after their big win against the Rams yesterday, saying, we didn't get any warning on this. They got to find a place to practice. It looks like they're going to be able to play the games. Now, this ban is for at least three weeks. It could be extended depending on how the COVID surge is handled out there. But they could play their games in Arizona's stadium. I believe it's called State Farm Stadium in Arizona. There's no conflict between when Arizona's playing and when the 49ers are playing. So they might be able to have their home games there in these next 3 weeks, maybe even for the rest of the season if they have to. But the practice situation is a much more tenuous thing. I don't know if the Ravens practiced at all last week, yet they're going to come out and try to play a game tomorrow night at Heinz Field. The Steelers were able to get their work week. They practiced early, real Monday and Tuesday heavy, because they thought that and even Wednesday, I believe, they thought they were going to play on Thursday night. And then Mike Tomlin gave them off Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So they got some rest, had a chance to heal up a little bit, and then had a full practice yesterday, their normal Friday practice. And now they'll be into their pregame walkthrough today and then play tomorrow night. So all signs are that the game is going to be on. But I don't know if the Ravens were able to practice. Cleveland had a tough week last week. They had a couple COVID tests and really weren't able to practice. This weekend, and I wrote about this in the PG today, it should be up on PG.com by now, about I don't know that the NFL has ever had a weekend like this with what happened with the Ravens and then the Steelers with James Conner and Tua, among others, testing positive. I don't know if they've ever had a week like this when the San Francisco Santa Clara County shuts down the 49ers. You can't have contact sports there. That was, a big part of it, of the weekend. It's just been a tough time for the NFL. But they're fighting through it, aren't they? They're not letting anything stop them from doing this. They're going to get back to playing, and they're going to keep playing, I think. And they're not going to let COVID stop. The point of my column this morning was that nothing stops the NFL. It doesn't matter if it's concussion lawsuits, you know, changes to the game, the rules, national anthem, controversies, bad relations between the owners and players, bad officiating. Nothing stops it. But then you see the Steelers test positive, Baltimore with a major outbreak, San Francisco being shut down, not being able to practice or play their games because of COVID surge in Santa Clara County. And then obviously the topper, the Denver Broncos, had to play a game yesterday, and it was an absolute farce. I think this is what Cowher was talking about when he talked about just competitive disadvantage. I mean, what you're doing to the game is not good. The Broncos couldn't play New Orleans yesterday with any of their top four quarterbacks. One, Jeff Driscoll, had tested positive last Thursday. The three other guys, Drew Lock, Brett Ripien, and Blake Bortles, all exposed to him, weren't wearing masks, weren't doing social distancing, violated protocols, deemed high risk for the virus, and couldn't play yesterday. They couldn't play, so the Broncos had to start a kid, Kendall Hinton. He played quarterback in college a little bit, but he was on their practice squad as a wide receiver. So he comes in and plays. New Orleans wins 31-3. There's a real surprise. And Hinton was 0-for-7 in the first half. That's the first time a team's done that in the NFL since 2011, when it happened to also be the Broncos when Tim Tebow was the quarterback back then. Hinton finished 1-for-9 for 13 yards with two interceptions. It wasn't his fault. You know, he wasn't expected to be playing in his first NFL game at quarterback, no less. He's on the practice squad as a wide receiver. Vic Fangio, the coach of the Broncos, apologized after the game and expressed his disappointment. He didn't mince words. He said, "We expect more out of our quarterbacks. They have to be our team leaders, and those guys weren't. By not wearing their masks, not following protocol, they were so desperate yesterday that first they asked the league to postpone the game till Monday or Tuesday. And because if you're in the protocol and you because just high risk, that may not mean you have COVID. You may test negative a few times and be allowed to play. So maybe one of those quarterbacks could have played. The league said, nope, sorry, you violated the protocol. We're not letting you do that. We're not moving the game. The league also asked if they could use their quality offensive control coach, a guy named Rob Calabrese. I guess he played quarterback in college too. They said he knows the offense certainly better than Kendall Hinton did. The league said, nope, we're not going to allow you to do that. Then that way teams can hide players on the coaching staff. So they had to play it with Kendall Hinton, and it was a horrible game. And New Orleans won 31-3. I don't think that's what the NFL wants, but in these COVID-19 times, it's going to live with it. And that's why they keep insisting on these games going forward. And that's why I don't think anything is going to stop them from finishing the season. They might have to delay it. Who knows? There might have to be an extra week added at the end. They could push back the Super Bowl if they had it. But come hell or high water, there's going to be a Super Bowl champion. I'm absolutely convinced of that. It just was a tough game to watch yesterday with what was happening with the Broncos. Just really, just not fair. Not fair at all. But life isn't fair in COVID-19 times, that's for sure.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.